With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel attacking Iranian nuclear facilities in the early morning hours Friday, an attack that comes as tensions reaching new heights over Tehran's nuclear program. One Israeli military official says his country targeted Iranian nuclear sites but did not identify them. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the United States was not involved in the attacks and warned Iran it should not take military sites at risk and do not target us and other interests. A federal judge says President Trump illegally deployed the National Guard to help with LA protesters and rioters. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
In a temporary restraining order, the judge said the president must return control over National Guard troops to California Governor Gavin Newsom. The order said the deployment of the Guard was illegal, violated the 10th Amendment, and exceeded Donald Trump's statutory authority. According to the judge, the protests in Los Angeles fall far short of the rebellion cited by the president. The Justice Department immediately filed an appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the United States is sending resources to assist in the India plane crash.
We're in the process of deploying a team from the FAA, from the NTSB. We also have GE and Boeing that are deploying their resources and investigators to India. I'll just note that India leads the investigation. We're there to provide any assistance that India may need as they go through which appears to be a somewhat lengthy investigation on this crash.
Air India says all but one of the 242 people on board the plane headed for London died in that crash. This is SRN News. Well, Franklin Graham is heading back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at Royal Victoria Dock on Saturday, June 21st. He will be accompanied by Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith and C.C. Winans. It's all part of Graham's international God Loves You tour, which is taking him to several foreign countries this year. His father, Billy, conducted the first international crusade of his career in London in 1954. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As transgender service members face a deadline to leave the armed forces, hundreds are taking the financial bonus to depart voluntarily. Active duty service members have until Friday to identify themselves and begin to leave the military on a voluntary basis. National Guard and Reserve have until July 7th. After that, the Pentagon will make the separations. Those who leave on their own will get to double the amount of separation pay they would ordinarily receive. This is SRN News. Chartered space flight for India, Poland, and Hungary's first astronauts in decades has been delayed, and officials say it's being delayed indefinitely.
It's because of leak concerns at the International Space Station. NASA wants to monitor the cabin pressure on the Russian side of the orbiting lab before accepting visitors. SpaceX was supposed to launch four private astronauts this week on a two-week space station mission. Bad weather and SpaceX rocket trouble delayed the flight. Then the space station leak issue cropped up. The Russian space agency has long been dealing with a cabin pressure leak at the station. John Scott reporting.
More gains on Wall Street Thursday. The Dow was up 101 points, while the NASDAQ and S&P 500 showed some modest gains in heavy trading. More details at srnnews.com.